Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about intelligence in kids and teens. For more information, you can visit cabernetweber.net. So, Rebecca, what is specific to eating and feeding teenage kids?
There's a continued division of responsibility in terms of the parents determining the what and when, and then the children determining the how much and what I choose to eat from the variety that the parents have prepared. But a balance between taking leadership and also letting go. So there has to be a middle ground between the parents being controlling on the one hand and then throwing away controls on the other hand, which means expecting the teenage child to manage their schedule, manage their snacking so that they arrive at mealtime actually hungry, teaching them to take responsibility for eating their meals or eating their snacks in your absence if they're eating without you. So it's a little bit about both providing a framework, but also understanding that the child's going to be flying away from that framework and managing themselves without you.
We're presuming here that a teenager will be spending a lot of time away from home. Should parents be worried about how and what they're eating when they're not in front of the parents?
So food is an example, like other values, of a way in which teenagers take with them that which the parents have transmitted to them. So it's about letting them to find their own ways with food away from home, what to eat, how much to eat, how to get their food needs met, but also as the child is preparing to become more autonomous and perhaps potentially leaving the house, moving out, it's building their food management skills for after when they leave home. That means meal planning, food preparation, shopping, storing food, cleaning up from food, but also the awareness of the sensations of what does it mean to be hungry and how do I know when I'm full.
So what about preparing them for when they fly the nest, when they're going to be really feeding themselves alone most of the time?
Yeah, so you can discuss with them their food management strategies and consider what works and what doesn't work for them. And you can build those skills with them before they leave home for when they do leave home. So once again, it's trying to imagine the context in which they're going to be living. Will there be a canteen, not a canteen? Are they going to prepare their own food? Where's the supermarket? How do they get there? How much can they carry? How do they pay for it? So the kind of fundamentals in terms of being able to take care of their own food needs.
So when should parents be concerned if they're worried about picky eating, if there's too many things the child refuses to eat?
Yes, we can be concerned when the picky eating is persistent and impedes on their growth or nutrition or significantly impacts the everyday life of parent and child together. So this significant interference can be, also related to specific disorders that require assessment and treatment by specialists, in which case it would be important that the parents speak with the child's pediatrician or general practitioner.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks very much indeed. For more information, you can contact Rebecca at cabernetweber.net. And if you'd like to hear that show or more like it, you can visit worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.